Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales in Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Proposed recall petitions have been turned in for Columbia Township's clerk, Amy Pettiprin, treasurer, Christina Parmentor, and trustee, Christopher Kreger. According to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is the county's chief election officer, the Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a clarity factual hearing at 8 a.m. on Monday, June 15th, in the Tuscola County Probate Courtroom at 440 North State Street in Caro. There are a variety of charges why the three should be recalled. The charge against Pettiprin says she should be recalled for supporting and voted for Trustee Kreger's motion to approve a parcel split for Bednarski. It is rumored that a business-employer relationship exists. She violated the Open Meetings Act, and she did not assure accurate minutes were taken. The charges against Parmentor said she conducted an improper closed session, improperly voted, and violated the Open Meetings Act. A petition says that Kreger should be recalled for approving a parcel split for Bednarski. It is rumored that a business-employer relationship exists, and she violated the Open Meetings Act. The Election Commission consists of Fetting, County Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. And following interviews on Wednesday, the Kingston School District's Board of Education offered Jeff York the district superintendent position. York is currently the Hale Area School's current superintendent. A replacement was sought for Shona Venevi, who resigned as Kingston superintendent in March. She was selected as superintendent July 2023. Before that, she served as the district's business manager for several years. Because of her resignation, the board approved working with the Michigan Association of School Boards to search for a superintendent. While that was being done, Lawrence Croswack was selected to serve as interim superintendent. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hey, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. If you're a Costco member, you need to come see me.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
At More Motors in Caro. Why? Because now until August 3rd, Costco members get exclusive bonus cash on a brand new 2026 Chrysler Pacifica or Voyager.
More Motors in Caro.
Executive members get $1,250. Gold Star and business members get $1,000. No hoops, no gimmicks. Just show More Motors your Costco membership and save big on America's most awarded minivan. And now for a limited time, stack it with the Declaration of Deals. That's 0% APR, and we pay your sales tax. Plus available no payments. Plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. But wait, there's more. You also get up to $1,000 select inventory bonus cash on Pacifica models. Whether it's hauling kids, hauling gear, or hauling the whole family on summer road trips, More Motors in Caro has the best deals on Pacifica and Voyager. The Costco offer is only good through August 3rd. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro since 1965.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Caseville City Council will conduct a special meeting at 2 p.m. on Friday, May 29th, in the City Hall at 6767 Main Street. The reasons for the meeting is to review and approve submitting a plan for the city's water system improvements, which will help in securing a drinking water state revolving fund, and to approve some street work. The council is expected to authorize Fleiss and Vandenbrink Engineering to prepare a project planning document for municipal water upgrades that has an estimated cost of $13 million. The document would recommend the construction and improvements to be done to the municipal water system. Some of the work to do that includes the replacement of aging and asbestos cement water mains, installation of new appropriate sized mains, and replacement of inoperable valves. Besides serving the city of Caseville, the water system also serves Caseville Township as well as the village of Pigeon. In other matters, the council is also expected to approve hiring Ace Saginaw Paving Company to pave several streets. The streets to be paved are Oak Bluff, Elm, First, J, Oak, and Prospect. The cost to do that work is $250,000. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales in Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.